Fishing with Dad. Questions 33 through 40 are based on the following conversation, which takes place between a father and his daughter who have gone fishing together. Read questions 33 through 40 now. Okay, now listen to the conversation, Fishing with Dad.
Samantha, I'm really glad you wanted to come with me this morning. I know you don't like getting up at 5 a.m., but this is when the fishing is best. Plus, it's nice to have some company for once.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, I'm not exactly an early riser on the weekends, but I figured this was worth it. You've gone out to fish so many Saturdays, and I love it when you bring home a good catch for dinner. So I wanted to see what it was all about.
So what do you think?
The sunrise is pretty, and it's really peaceful. Seems like it'd get boring alone after a while, though.
Well, it's not boring to me. It's my time to think. It's a good chance to reflect, think about where I've been, where I am now, and where I'm going in the future. Your Uncle John says the same thing about running, actually. That's his thinking time when he's alone. It's not just about exercise.
I didn't know that. So, what have you been thinking about lately?
Oh, lots of things. You, me, our family.
What about me?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm really impressed by how well you're doing in school so far. I can tell you're working hard. Are you still interested in banking and finance?
Yeah, kinda.
That's a pretty competitive field, you know. But I think you've got what it takes if you really put your mind to it. No matter what, I want you to know that I'll do whatever I can to help you achieve your goals in life.
Wow. That's great, Dad. Thanks. You're already helping me by being supportive of my choices. I know some of my friends' parents are telling them that they have to go into a certain field or job, like they have to be an engineer or join the family business. But I know you'll... Hey, look, I think there's a fish on my line.
Yeah, you've got one on. Now just reel it in, slowly.
Wow, here it is. I can't believe I caught a fish.
It's a good one, too. Looks like it's nearly 30 centimeters long. Let's put it in the bucket.
Wow. That was easy. And we've only been out here 45 minutes. That's great. So, anyway, what I was saying before is that I know you'll help me in whatever I decide to do, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Just know I'm always here for you. By the way, did you know I used to go out with your grandfather on his fishing boat when I was really young? That's what he used to do for a living, catching fish. Until he decided to stop and started building and fixing boats instead.
Really? How come?
He was working by himself, and it was hard for him to keep up with all the big fishing companies. They have much bigger boats and better equipment, and it was hard for him to make enough money each month.
Oh, I didn't know that. But I do remember seeing pictures of fishing boats on the wall at his house. How old were you when you went out with him?
Oh, probably 8 or 9, something like that. He wouldn't let me go before that because he said I was too young. It was really hard work, and it made me realize I didn't want to fish for a living. I'd rather do something different and just go out on the weekends like this.
Yeah, this is nice. Thanks for bringing me, Dad. We'll have to do it again.
Sure thing. Anytime.
Now listen again.